Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you, our listeners, hear, believe, and live in the good news of Jesus Christ. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we want to hear from you, by the way. 844-322-2742 is the number to dial if you have a Bible question or some life issue you might be struggling with. Well, we'd like to talk about it with you right now. Again, that number, 844-322-2742. Call now, friends, because it's Basic Gospel. And for many years, I've sat right beside this guy, and I want to say happy birthday to my friend, Bob Christopher.
Well, thank you, Mr. Davis.
And what a privilege it is to serve with you and the staff.
Well, the same is true as far as I'm concerned. You and I have been a team for a long, long time.
Well, yeah.
Great partnership, and I enjoy every minute of it. We work with just the greatest people on planet Earth. We've been through thick and thin, through all sorts of just great experiences together, and all connected to tell the world about Jesus. That's
right.
What it's all about.
Yeah.
And, you know, many people ask me, well, what would you like for your birthday, or what would be a good birthday gift? And I always tell people, invest in the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
We would love for you to invest with us, to invest in the power of the good news of Jesus Christ, his death, his burial, his resurrection, to help connect people to the love of Christ. There's not a better investment that you can make in this world. There's no greater investment that has a better return on investment than investing in the good news of Jesus. So
indeed,
I always encourage people to give and to give the Basic Gospel. Maybe there's other ministries that you are interested in. Give and invest. Why? Because the gospel needs support.
It does.
There are so many competing messages out there in the world. There are so many just crazy philosophies, crazy ideas. They are being presented out there in such a way that they're attractive, they lure people, they deceive people. But there's only one message that really matters. There's only one message that can speak to the heart. There's only one message that can meet the deep spiritual needs that all of us humans have, and that is the message concerning Christ Jesus. So for your own benefit, for the well-being of others, support the proclamation of the good news of Jesus Christ. You will not be disappointed, I guarantee you, because
indeed,
the stories that you will be involved in, the lives that will be changed, there's nothing the world can offer that can compare to that.
Not at all. Well, once again, it is Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and we want to say thanks for joining us for this edition. And once again, offer you that phone number, 844-322-2742. Come on in. Be a part of this edition. You can speak directly with us right now. And if you live in the U.S. or Canada, that's some numbers the same, 844-322-2742. And Bob, this month we've been talking about basically the resource around which you created. It's called Against the Current. Tell our listeners about it and what it meant to you as you produced that particular series.
Well, you know, here in the United States and really around the world, men, critics of Christianity, skeptics, they've been attacking and have been on the attack. And I think our culture today, where we've kind of lost sense that there's absolute truth, there's absolute morality, and those sort of things, and we've kind of gravitated toward the idea that everything is relative and it's really based on what you desire, kind of your truth, so to speak, that we see the church, we see Christians, we see Christianity in general starting to look a lot like the culture.
Sure.
We're blending in instead of standing out. Mm-hmm. And God's never called us to blend in. As a matter of fact, he says when we come to Jesus Christ, we automatically start to stand out. Why? Because we're new. We're alive. You were once dead in trespasses and sins. Now you're alive in Jesus Christ. So we're different. We stand out because we have the life of God living in us.
Yeah.
And that makes us complete in Christ Jesus. So this particular series is all about living out who you really are. I love, Bob, the story of the transfiguration of Jesus Christ. So Jesus asked his disciples, right there at Caesarea Philippi, tell me, what are people saying about me? And so they had certainly been out in the crowds, and they had heard the different murmurings concerning Jesus. And so they gathered up that information, and they said, Jesus, here's what people are saying. Some think you're a prophet. Some think you're John the Baptist. Some think you're a good teacher. And so they laid all of that out there, and then Jesus turned the question on them and said, well, what about you? Who do you say that I am? Now, Peter stood up, and he gave a very bold and confident answer, and he said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said to him, this isn't information that has come to you through your own personal investigation or through your intellect or through any other means. This information, this truth, was revealed to you by God the Father. And so they recognized that Jesus truly was the Son of God. Until then, he was just this wonderful guy that they had been hanging out with. They certainly had thoughts that maybe he is the Messiah, maybe he is the one that we've been waiting for. But at that point in time, God the Father made it clear. So they began to see Jesus for who he really was. Then Jesus immediately takes Peter, James, and John with him up on top of a mountain. And right before their eyes, he was transfigured.
Yeah.
So what was inside of him became visible. The fact that he truly was the Son of God, the radiance, the glory of his being, his essence, began to show outwardly.
Yeah.
Through his hair, through his clothing. They got to see the real Jesus. Mm-hmm. Now, what is God asking for us? He wants the world to see the real us. And what is the real us? Well, it's a person who has been born again, a person who has been made new in Christ, a person that is fully alive in Jesus. And then here's the other kicker, that we're a person in whom Jesus is fully alive in us. So we're new on the inside. And so as we live out who we are, then the glory of God reflects through us out there into the world. Mm-hmm. Now, talk about standing out. That's standing out.
Yeah.
And that's what this is all about. So the currents of the world, that river is going to try to suck you in and move you downstream. But you have the power of the resurrection, the power of Christ Jesus himself living in you, and as a result of that, you can go upstream with ease, with comfort, not because you're doing it in your own strength, because you're being carried upstream by the very power of God who lives inside of you. That's what this is all about.
Yeah.
And certainly right now in our day and age, this point in human history, the world needs to see some believers who genuinely believe the good news of Jesus Christ.
Well, the central resource is called Against the Current, and as Bob said, it can help you deepen your faith and understanding of how to stand strong in the face of the pressures and the patterns of this world. And, you know, the only reason that Basic Gospel is able to be here every weekday teaching the love and grace of the Lord Jesus is because our donors give to support this message, a message that has resonated with their spirit. So to say thanks for your support in October, we want to send you a copy of Bob's resource called Against the Current. All you need to do is click donate and follow through there at basicgospel.net. As I always say, a big prominent link right on the homepage, and your generous gift will help bring believers back to Jesus, who, of course, is the way, the truth, and the life. So again, and please donate today if you can and help us continue to carry this message forth day by day here on Basic Gospel. Once again, basicgospel.net. Bob, early in the week we had a call from Patty in Phoenix, Arizona, and she has a follow-up question to the one that she posed earlier. Let's listen.
And then my other question is, the whole Hebrews tasted of the Holy Spirit that somebody was asking about in Hebrews, because they were starting to worry about, can I lose my salvation? What's kind of the answer on that? I know it seems like there's several audiences the book of Hebrews is written to. or to whom it's referring, and I just can't remember what that whole thing is. So if you could address each of those questions at some point, I'd appreciate it.
Well, Patty, that's a great question, and I think all of us have this question at some point in our minds. I've been saved. Is there a possibility that that salvation can be taken away from me, that I could lose salvation? Some have said, can my name be blotted out from the Lamb's Book of Life? And the answer to that, Patty, is a resounding no. Once God saves you, he saves you completely. So he's not going to do a poor job in saving us. He spoke and the world came to be, and it was good according to his standards. That's what he said. It's good. So if it's good in his eyes, then it's good. If he says he saved us completely, then we can count on the fact that he has saved us completely. So what does that mean? Well, here's what it means. You who were once dead in trespasses and sins, God made alive together with Christ. That's what salvation is. It's going from death to life. John put it this way in John 5:24, whoever believes in him crosses over from death to life. Mm-hmm. So we were once dead, now we're alive. Now, can we lose that life? And the answer to that is absolutely not. Why? Because the thing that killed us to begin with, sin, Jesus dealt with it. He took it away once and for all at the cross. Mm-hmm. So there's no sin that has gone unjudged or unpunished. He condemned sin and sinful man. He paid the price. He died in our place so that we could be made alive together through his resurrection. Mm-hmm. So we are saved. We're saved completely.
Right.
So what does Hebrews 6 mean? What is the writer of Hebrews getting at? Well, there's two different groups that he's probably addressing. There are folks that are doubting salvation. And so the tendency is to want to go back to the very beginning and redo everything to make sure it was done correctly. And he's saying, hey, you can't go back. If you've repented, if you've, you know, the foundations have been laid in your life, you can't go back to those things. The only way for you is forward. So keep going. That's why he says later on in that chapter, verse 9, that we speak in this way, yet in your case, we feel sure of better things, things that belong to salvation. So if that's the case, then keep moving forward in this new relationship that you have with God the Father through Jesus Christ the Son. Mm-hmm. Now, there's others that he could be addressing that they're just sitting on the fence. They've heard the good news. They've seen the benefit of that good news in the lives of others, in the community that they're engaged in, but they're still not sure that Jesus is the way, truth, and the life. So their tendency is, I'm still going to rely on the old sacrificial system until I get a better word about Jesus. And he's saying, no, you just need to get off the fence. And let's put our feet in the Lord, and let's mm-hmm. take our stand there, because there's no better sacrifice. There's not going to be a better sacrifice than the one Jesus made that's going to come along. You're not going to miss out on the next best thing, because there is no next best thing.
Right.
Jesus is it. Jesus is God's plan. He's plan A, and there's no plan B.
Right.
So, you know, get off that fence, mm-hmm. receive the sacrifice of Jesus, receive Jesus, and then move forward in this faith, grow in maturity.
Much of this answers the question that Curtis posed, is salvation or eternal security conditional? So the conditional part would be the question that Curtis posed, and I suppose that you probably answered that pretty well in this.
Yeah.
As
far as that, assurance, our security, we're as secure as God. And if he says that we've been saved, and that he's promised that no one can snatch us out of his hands, and that He's going to transform us into the likeness of his son, that when he comes back, he's going to gather us to be with him, and that we're going to be with him forever. Then his promises are true. We
right.
can count on those. So there, our security is in what God has done and what he's promised to do through the person and work of Jesus Christ. Now, in our minds, we can doubt. And so sometimes what we think in our minds doesn't align with that security, that secure position that we have in Jesus. Well, what does God do for us in that instance? Well, he has mercy upon us,
yeah.
and he begins to correct that thinking of ours to bring it back in line so that we can experience this confidence and assurance in our day-to-day living. But if you're in Christ and Christ is in you, then there's no other, there's nothing more that can be said or done. Everything has been done for you in Christ. You are secure in him.
Absolutely. Well, Curtis, hope that helps. And Patty, hope that helps you as well. Again, 844-322-2742. That's a toll-free call in the U.S. and Canada. We'd love to hear from you. If you want to fill up those lines right now, we have time on the clock and open lines. 844-322-2742. Bob, I understand that Bend, Oregon, that area is a beautiful area of the country, and that's where Webb was calling from. Let's listen to his question right now.
Hello, this is Webb from Bend, Oregon. In the Bible, it says, I'll show you a new thing. Women will surround a man. What does that mean? So thank you very much. Goodbye.
Thanks, Webb.
Well, Webb, you're looking at a passage back in the Old Testament in the book of Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 22. And Jeremiah 31 is actually a very, very important chapter in all the Word of God. Why? Because it is the first time that God really spells out what's up ahead for the people of Israel. And he talks about this new covenant. And Andrew and I talked about that on yesterday's broadcast. This new covenant is a distinguishing mark for Christianity and for Christians. It's a covenant of grace. And so he's going to say in verses 31 through 34, a time is coming when I will make this new covenant with the house of Judah and with the house of Israel. It will not be like the covenant I made at Mount Sinai. It's going to be built on better promises. It's going to have better hope, and it's all going to be on the shoulders of God. It's not going to be a bilateral covenant. It's going to be a unilateral. It's just his promise to the people of Israel, to the people of God. And so in light of that, he says this verse, for the Lord will cause something new to happen. Women will surround a man. Now, what does that phrase mean? Well, in the context, it just simply means this, that Israel will embrace her God. So in this new covenant, when the people of Israel recognize this new covenant is in effect. When they do that, it's already in effect. It started when Jesus died, when he fulfilled the old covenant and then ushered in a brand new covenant. But when they come, when this gospel message circles back around to them, they're going to embrace it, and they're going to embrace their God. All throughout their history, they have turned their backs on the one true God. They have bowed their knees to idols, to foreign gods, and that's why they spent most of their history in captivity.
Mm-hmm.
But there's going to be a day when they experience true, genuine spiritual freedom, just as we do by grace through faith in Jesus, when they respond to this new covenant.
Yeah.
That's when they're going to embrace their God. That's when women, the church, the people of God, are going to respond to the one true God.
Indeed. Well, Webb, hope that helps. Hope you're listening to hear that answer. And again, friends, we have time on the clock and open lines at 844-322-2742. I want to remind you that if you haven't done so already, we hope you'll click subscribe in the upper left corner of our website, basicgospel.net, the homepage, of course, to receive our daily devotional. It arrives in your email inbox every morning to offer truth and encouragement as you prepare to face the world for one more day. Again, subscribe in the upper left corner at basicgospel.net. Well, Bob, we had this question that came in via email, actually through the Basic Gospel app. This is from John. He says, our pastor is teaching on the Olivet Discourse. Yesterday, the parable was the parable of the talents, Matthew 25, 14 through 30. He is saying that we will be held accountable for our works. He cited several verses by Paul in supporting of his teaching. I just would like to hear you explain that particular parable.
Well, we appreciate that question. And one of the things that we need to talk about is this, that all of our sins have already been judged. So that's a truth. Christ died for our sins in accordance with Scripture. Mm-hmm. So he took our sins upon himself, as Peter wrote in his letter. He bore our sins in his body. So he died in our place, the righteous for the unrighteous, in order to bring us to God. So that's what the good news is all about. So our sins have been judged. What was the verdict? Guilty. What was the punishment? Death. Who took it? Jesus. Yeah. So will we ever be judged for any of our sins? Absolutely not. We died in Christ when we received the good news of Jesus. We were placed into Christ's death, baptized into his death, into his burial, and then we were raised to walk in the newness of life. Now, Paul talks about rewards and how we're building upon the foundation of Christ Jesus. And if there's any judgment of those sort of things, it's just going to be an awareness of, were we building on the real foundation of Christ, or were we doing something for our own benefit, for our own gain, for our own purposes? Mm-hmm. And if so, all that's just going to be burned up. They're meaningless. There's nothing of value to it. But everything else is going to remain. Why? Because the proper building materials were used. So when it comes to judgment, there's absolutely nothing that we as believers need to fear. That is going to be a glorious moment for us. Why? Because we're going to be judged with eternal life. Mm-hmm. That's the judgment.
Yeah.
You have Christ. In Christ is life. Because you have Christ, you have eternal life. That's our judgment. That's a darn good judgment.
I'll say it is.
And then everything else is just going to be gravy on top of that.
Yeah, yeah. We, of course, want to encourage our listeners on an ongoing basis, Bob, to support this ministry because, you know, I don't know of another ministry out there, with the possible exception of Andrew's, who is very, very, I think we're very like in our presentation of the gospel of grace and the Lord Jesus Christ. But, you know, these ministries need to be supported, as you said. And so we hope our listeners will step up and continue to help us be available every day with the truth of God and his word, found only in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so that's what we're about here at Basic Gospel every day. And we hope you'll be a part of it. Many of you have. And we say a sincere, heartfelt thanks to those of you who have joined us and stand with us month by month. Also want to remind you that we're streaming daily, both Facebook and YouTube streaming. We're streaming to both Facebook and YouTube. You can link at the top of our homepage at basicgospel.net. Again, basicgospel.net. We'll hope you'll take advantage of the opportunity to be a part of that continuing outreach to all of you who are close to your computer or your whatever device you might be holding in your hand or on your desk there. So we hope you'll join the stream every day. You can link at the top of the page. Our stalwart engineer and tech guy, Greg, has put very easy to use links right there, and you can click either one and select whichever platform you'd like to use. So again, we want to remind you that if you have a question or some troublesome issue you're dealing with every day, if you're struggling, well, tell us about it at 844-322-2742, and we'll discuss it on Basic Gospel just as we did with Patty and with Webb and so many of you who called to be a part of the broadcast, and leave your question or your particular need on the voicemail system. So that again, 844-322-2742. Well, now for Bob and the ministry team, Bob Davis inviting you to be with us for Simple Gospel, Simply Grace tomorrow on Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.